Disney Pixar Luca, adapted by Courtney Carbone, a Golden Book. Luca was a friendly sea monster who lived with his family in the ocean. He spent his days herding a flock of goatfish. Though he dreamed about life above the surface, Luca was forbidden to go on land. His parents warned him that humans were dangerous. One day, Luca met Alberto, another young sea monster. As Alberto collected some new treasures, he accidentally took Luca's shepherding crook. Luca chased him all the way to the surface. When they reached land, Luca and Alberto transformed into humans. Everything around Luca was strange, but amazing. Then Alberto took Luca to his hideout. It was full of neat human things, including a poster of a shiny Vespa. Luca was fascinated. Looking around, he realized they could build their own Vespa. The boys got to work right away. Every day on the island, Luca and Alberto made all kinds of Vespas with anything they could find. They even rode one together and soared through the air. Luca had never had so much fun. But Luca's parents were worried. They decided Luca would be safer living deep in the ocean with his uncle. Before they could send him away, Luca left to find Alberto. Luca and Alberto swam to the seaside town of Porto Rosso, where they met a human girl named Julia. She was unsure about the boys at first, but she soon realized that they would be perfect teammates for a local race called the Porto Rosso Cup. With the prize money, they could buy a real Vespa, and then they could go anywhere. The boys met Julia's dad, Massimo, who was a fisherman. They agreed to work for him in exchange for the race's entry fee. Massimo's cat, Machiavelli, kept a close eye on the boys. He smelled something fishy. Luca and Alberto knew that winning wasn't going to be easy. Ercole, the 5-time race champion, was also competing. The bully taunted the three friends and vowed to defeat them. More determined than ever, the team began training for the 3 events of the Porto Rosso Cup. Julia practiced swimming, Alberto practiced eating pasta, and Luca practiced riding a bike. Over time, they became good friends. Julia and Luca loved to read and learn. Luca was amazed that Julia went to school. He wanted to go too. Alberto began to feel left out. He didn't want Luca to go to school with Julia, so he revealed that he was a sea monster. Julia was shocked, but Luca stayed quiet. Hearing the commotion, Ercole ran up and threw his harpoon. Alberto escaped just in time. Julia soon figured out that Luca was a sea monster too. She was worried that Luca would be in danger if anyone knew the truth about him. Later, Luca found Alberto. He was angry at Luca and didn't want to race anymore. But Luca wouldn't give up. He promised to get them a Vespa. Finally, the day of the Porto Rosso Cup arrived. Luca decided to race alone to protect Julia. It was risky to hide his sea monster identity. During the first event, he wore a diving suit to avoid transforming in the water. Next, he completed the pasta eating competition. During the bike race, Luca zoomed ahead, passing racers left and right. He ran into his parents, who had been searching for him, but Luca kept pedaling as hard as he could. It began to rain. Alberto arrived to help Luca, but he got into trouble. The rain transformed him into a sea monster. A crowd trapped Alberto in a net. Luca rode into the rain and rescued his friend. Now everyone knew Luca was a sea monster, too. The boys raced away as Ercole chased them. Before Ercole could take aim with his harpoon, Julia crashed her bike into him. Seeing their injured friend, Luca and Alberto came to a screeching halt. They climbed off their bike and rushed to Julia's side. Luca and Alberto were nervous as the crowd watched them. Massimo was the first to step forward. To everyone's surprise, he accepted the boys as they were, and he pointed out something important. Luca and Alberto had stopped their bike just past the finish line. They had won the race. Later that evening, Luca and Alberto finally bought their very own Vespa, and the group gathered in Massimo's backyard to share a meal. Luca's family was welcomed with open arms. It was soon time for Julia to go away to school, but she wasn't the only one. As a surprise, Alberto had talked to Luca's parents, sold the Vespa, and bought a train ticket. Luca would be going to school. Luca wanted his friend to come with him, but Alberto planned to stay in Porto Rosso with Massimo. Even if they were apart, they knew their summer memories and their friendship would last forever. The end.